쿠버먼 랩 이센셜즈에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 여기서는 정신건강, 신체건강, 그리고 성능 향상을 위한 과학 기반의 가장 강력하고 실행 가능한 도구들을 다시 살펴봅니다.
Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance.
저는 앤드루 후버먼이며 스탠퍼드 스쿨 오브 메더슨의 신경생물학 및 안과학 교수입니다.
I'm Andrew Huberman and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine.
그리고 이제 디아어 웬디 갤핀과의 대화를 시작하겠습니다.
And now for my discussion with Dr. Andy Galpin. And now for my discussion with Dr. Andy Galpin. And now for my discussion with Dr. Andy Galpin. And now for my discussion with Dr. Andy Galpin.
디아어 오프로페서 앤디 갤핀님, 환영합니다.
Welcome, Dr. Professor Andy Galpin. Welcome, Dr. Professor Andy Galpin. Welcome, Dr. Professor Andy Galpin. Welcome, Dr. Professor Andy Galpin.
운동 생리학 분야에서 충분히 신뢰할 만한 사람이 약 서너 명 정도 있는데 그들이 말할 때 저는 단순히 듣기만 하는 것이 아니라 제 프로토콜을 수정합니다.
There are only a handful, meaning about three or four people, who I trust enough in the exercise physiology space that when they speak, I not only listen, but I modify my protocols. There are only a handful, meaning about three or four people, who I trust enough in the exercise physiology space that when they speak, I not only listen, but I modify my protocols. There are only a handful, meaning about three or four people, who I trust enough in the exercise physiology space that when they speak, I not only listen, but I modify my protocols. There are only a handful, meaning about three or four people, who I trust enough in the exercise physiology space that when they speak, I not only listen, but I modify my protocols.
그리고 당신은 그 서너 명 중 한 명입니다.
And you are among those three or four people. And you are among those three or four people. And you are among those three or four people. And you are among those three or four people.
저는 당신이 강화 훈련의 원칙과 비대증, 파워 그리고 다른 종류의 훈련 카테고리에 대해 대부분의 사람들이, 아니 모든 사람들이 알아야 한다고 생각하는 것을 저희와 공유해 주기를 원합니다.
I would love to have you share with us what you think most everybody or even everybody should know about principles of strength training and principles of let's call it hypertrophy power and the other sort of categories of training. I would love to have you share with us what you think most everybody or even everybody should know about principles of strength training and principles of let's call it hypertrophy power and the other sort of categories of training. I would love to have you share with us what you think most everybody or even everybody should know about principles of strength training and principles of let's call it hypertrophy power and the other sort of categories of training. I would love to have you share with us what you think most everybody or even everybody should know about principles of strength training and principles of, let's call it, hypertrophy power and the other sort of categories of training.
There's about 9 different adaptations you can get from exercise. There's about 9 different adaptations you can get from exercise. There's about 9 different adaptations you can get from exercise. There's about 9 different adaptations you can get from exercise.
먼저 생각해 볼 것은 스킬, 기술이라고 부르는 것입니다.
First one to think about is what we'll just call skill. First one to think about is what we'll just call skill. First one to think about is what we'll just call skill. First one to think about is what we'll just call skill.
이것은 골프 스윙부터 스쿼트 기술, 달리기에 이르기까지 어떤 것이든 개선하는 것입니다.
So this is improving anything from say a golf swing to a squatting technique to running. So this is improving anything from say a golf swing to a squatting technique to running. So this is improving anything from say a golf swing to a squatting technique to running. So this is improving anything from say a golf swing to a squatting technique to running.
이것은 단순히 당신의 몸을 원하는 방식으로 움직이는 것입니다.
And this is just simply moving mechanically how you want your body to move. And this is just simply moving mechanically how you want your body to move. And this is just simply moving mechanically how you want your body to move. And this is just simply moving mechanically how you want your body to move.
여기서 우리는 속도로 넘어갑니다.
From there, we are going to get into speed. From there, we are going to get into speed. From there, we are going to get into speed. From there, we are going to get into speed.
이것은 가능한 한 빠르게 움직이는 것입니다.
So, this is moving as fast as possible. So, this is moving as fast as possible. So, this is moving as fast as possible. So, this is moving as fast as possible.
다음 하나는 파워입니다.
The next one is power. The next one is power. The next one is power. The next one is power.
파워는 속도의 함수이지만 다음 하나인 힘의 함수이기도 합니다.
And power is a function of speed, but it's also a function of the next one, which is strength. And power is a function of speed, but it's also a function of the next one, which is strength. And power is a function of speed, but it's also a function of the next one, which is strength. And power is a function of speed, but it's also a function of the next one, which is strength.
실제로 힘의 속도를 곱하면 파워를 얻습니다.
So, if you actually multiply strength by speed, you get power. So, if you actually multiply strength by speed, you get power. So, if you actually multiply strength by speed, you get power. So, if you actually multiply strength by speed, you get power.
따라서 상호작용이 있습니다.
So, there's carryover. So, there's carryover. So, there's carryover. So, there's carryover.
예를 들어, 강도와 파워 발달을 위해 당신이 하는 많은 것들은 어느 정도 유사하지만 차이점도 있습니다.
So, like a lot of things you would do for the development of strength and power, they are somewhat similar, but then there's differences. So, like a lot of things you would do for the development of strength and power, they are somewhat similar, but then there's differences. So, like a lot of things you would do for the development of strength and power, they are somewhat similar, but then there's differences. So, like a lot of things you would do for the development of strength and power, they are somewhat similar, but then there's differences.
Once you get past strength and the next one kind of down the list is hypertrophy. Once you get past strength and the next one kind of down the list is hypertrophy. Once you get past strength and the next one kind of down the list is hypertrophy. Once you get past strength and the next one kind of down the list is hypertrophy.
이것은 근육 크기입니다. 맞죠?
This is muscle size, right? This is muscle size, right? This is muscle size, right? This is muscle size, right?
근육량을 늘리는 것이 한 가지 방법이다.
Growing muscle mass is one way to think about it. Growing muscle mass is one way to think about it. Growing muscle mass is one way to think about it. Growing muscle mass is one way to think about it.
비대화 이후에는 다음 범주들로 들어가는데 이들은 모두 전역적 지구력 기반 문제들이다.
After hypertrophy, you get into these categories of the next one is these are all globally endurance-based issues. After hypertrophy, you get into these categories of the next one is these are all globally endurance-based issues. After hypertrophy, you get into these categories of the next one is these are all globally endurance-based issues. After hypertrophy, you get into these categories of the next one is these are all globally endurance-based issues.
그리고 첫 번째 것을 근지구력이라고 부른다.
And the very first one is called muscular endurance. And the very first one is called muscular endurance. And the very first one is called muscular endurance. And the very first one is called muscular endurance.
그래서 이것은 1분 안에 팔굽혀펴기를 몇 번 할 수 있는지 하는 당신의 능력이다.
So this is your ability to do how many push-ups can you do in 1 minute? So this is your ability to do how many push-ups can you do in 1 minute? So this is your ability to do how many push-ups can you do in 1 minute? So this is your ability to do how many push-ups can you do in 1 minute?
알다시피 그런 종류의 것들이다.
You know things like that. You know things like that. You know things like that. You know things like that.